Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and we are broadcasting live from Minnesota, and we are broadcasting into 160 cities nationwide, as well as 53 other countries. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We know why you're listening. And I want to get to this right off the bat, if you don't mind, because what we're going to be talking about, I'm going to actually take the time to show you a video and ask the question as to where were the people to help this woman. What happened to the love? What happened to the fulfilling of the law? What happened to the law and the prophets? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What happened to Good Samaritan laws when someone commits a crime against an innocent person, another person's supposed to stand in the gap and look out for their neighbor? What happened to that? Well, the Bible tells us that in the last days, and I'm not going there, friends, but I am going to say this, that in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. So I'm just putting a little salt on your tongue as to what I'm going to be sharing with you in just a couple of minutes. And I'm going to show you a video. It's the fastest radio show, and it's the fastest hour on national radio, as we all the well know. So it's going to be coming up real quick. Let's put it that way. Before we get to that, you know how I told you, and I've continuously conveyed this to the people, and I know that I'm being monitored. Everything I do, everywhere I go, I know I'm being monitored, okay? But I'm doing the same thing my Lord did, and he did everything in the light, and it's exactly what we're going to do here. And in the process of that, we have been dealing with a lot of censorship, as you all the well know. Not going down that road neither. But I am here to tell you that when you do that to me, I'm going to get back at you 10 times. And it's not vindictiveness. It's taking the message because I know how effective we are to other people, that you're trying to make sure that this information is censored, that they don't get it to the people that we intend to get it to. So in the process of that, I've shared with you several times, folks, when they do that, we're going to put up a billboard. Well, guess what, friends? We got billboards up all the time. Okay? Number one. Number two, just put an ad in the paper. Another ad in the paper, and I'm holding what? The said churches in America, namely in our county, there's over 101 churches in this county, and yet the protest that comes up, friends, if there is a protest, it happens to be coming from yours truly, if it's standing up against any of the issues that need protest. For example, you've all heard, and I'm sure you have, last year especially when we were protesting Target for them trying to advocate Satanism and pedophilia. Well, you all the well know that we went out there, we did a protest, we had it on video, it was broadcast throughout the cities, and we praise God for that. See, that's the power of protest, friends. The bad guys get a hold of it, and then they broadcast your message for you, and it backfires on them every single time. And it's like what Jesus said, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because it spoils principalities and powers. So do you understand the power of God unto salvation? Do you understand the effectiveness of actually protesting Protestants? I hope so. Well, guess what? I want to show you really quick before I read this to you, the power of the people. Now, the power of the people is what? You do know, Americans, that the power still belongs to the people, right? And the powers that you tolerate are scared to death that you're ever going to figure out what I'm going to share with you right now. But I do want to give you a word of encouragement, because this is something that I have conveyed to you as well. When the people actually fight, the Lord gives them what they're willing to fight for. Right? And I'm talking about James 2:14 through 26. Well, what are you talking about in particular? Well, remember last year when we did the protest at Target? Remember last year they lost billions of dollars just like Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light? Remember all that what they call transgenderism? It doesn't exist, folks. Remember when they were pushing all of that nonsense, and so was Target? And I'm going back to Target in particular because this is what I want to show you. Did you know that battered by boycott and backlash, Target is no longer going to sell Pride collections in all of its stores? That's because the people in the United States stood up and said no. Just so when you're asking me constantly, what am I supposed to do? Well, I'm showing you all the time what to do. Follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. But the problem is that people don't see it because they don't want to see it. They don't hear it because they don't want to hear it, because it lays responsibility on them to actually have to stand up and do something about the issues. So I credit the Spirit of God once again on the behalf of the ministry to see that Target is now going to no longer sell Pride collections in all of its stores. And I'm going to tell you this too. I wouldn't so much give them a pass or give yourself an excuse to go support those devils again, because we haven't been in that store for 14 years because they were the ones that began to advocate what they call gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. These people are daring the justice of God, and now they're beginning to reap the curse. And because of that, what are they doing? They're starting to get rid of that which offends the people. Well, you better ask the question, friends, before again giving them a pass as to what was in them to go ahead and advocate for what God clearly condemns and American law clearly condemns in the first place. I mean, promoting Satanism, zeroing in on kids, trying to normalize pedophilia. I mean, folks, that's still in them people. That is still in them people. And I want to make clear that you understand that. Do not give them a pass. Continuously boycott these devils, because devils they are. Okay? You know what's interesting? It says right here, it says conservative activists organized boycotts and some threatened Target employees over LGBT displays in stores, prompting the chain to pull some of the Pride merchandise. You know, the fact of the matter is the threats came from them. So here again, they're trying to put themselves in the place of a victim when in fact they were the aggressors. They were the ones that were perpetrating the crime. So if someone makes reference to the law to use it against them in condemning their crimes, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1, that's not a threat. That's a promise, because as a constitutional republic, we're ruled by law in this country. Article 4, Section 4. So like it or not, what I'm going to do when I come back, friends, is I'm going to get to this letter that I sent to the community confronting all 101 inactive spectators, the children of the apostates, because for the most part, that's exactly what they are. And I'm not talking about just what's going on in the county, friends. I'm talking about what's happening in the United States of America. But on the other side, I showed you what happens when you stand up. What happens? You shut them down every single time. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I do want to get to this right away because I want you to understand how we work here. We are to take vengeance on our, when our obedience is fulfilled, we're supposed to revenge all disobedience. And we're to reprove darkness, right, by being the light. This is what we're called to do. It's just in you. Nobody needs you to talk, nobody needs to talk you into doing what the Spirit of God leads you to do if you're born of the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14, John 3:3, in the reverse order, okay? So in saying that, the more they censor us, the more we're just taking it to the billboards, the more we got billboards for the Minnesota State Fair coming up. We got billboards posted right now on highways. I'm not playing, folks. And when you start living your life where the enemy worries about how you live your life, I'll tell you what, then and only then are you going to start getting something done. And the commies hate this. And you know commies are in control behind your favorite politicians that are committing the act of treason, and this on a 24/7 basis. You need to just get to the point where you say, nope, you're done, we're done, we're bringing impeachment, we're going to prosecute you now. That's where people are at in this state. That's where people are at in this country, and it's time that we begin to move on it, okay? Amen? That's called being in obedience to the living God. Keep my commandments and live, Proverbs 7:2. So this is actually the article. It's a quarter page article that I sent out to the county, which addresses all the churches. Matter of fact, I just did an event not too long ago where I seen a lady. She had made copies of them. She's actually delivering them out, and I'm so thankful that she's actually doing it. And this is what happens when you take the lead, friends. It's kind of like an Eleazar, a son of Dodo. Well, everybody turned and tuck-tailed and capitulated. Eleazar stood up and went after the Philistines, and he won the day. Well, that's what they love to do, is they love to come back for the spoil, and if that's what needs to happen, then so be it. And I'm talking about your freedoms, because that's why we do it here. So no complaints on our end in any sense of the word. One more time, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let me read this to you as to the letter that I posted, and I strongly suggest that you do the same thing in your communities if you're able to do so. And if not, get together with a couple people and throw some funds in and get it out there, folks. Or just throw it in there as an op-ed and see if they won't print it without having to pay for it. Matthew 5:13 tells us what? I make reference to this continuously. You are the salt of the earth. You are to stop the putrefaction, the demoralization of society by being what? The salt and the light. Okay? The Bible tells us that, but if the salt has lost its savor, where shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. Well, that's why corruption's so emboldened today to do the things that they're doing by even trying to illegalize or to make it illegal concerning certain scriptures found in the Bible. They can go fly a kite, folks. Just ain't going to happen here. If it comes up in conversation and I'm led to say it, the Spirit of God will not be straightened regardless of who you are, regardless of how many there is. The Lord's going to have His way. And by the grace of God, He's going to have His way from this platform in Jesus' holy name. So here it is. What I did is I named it, Culture is the Church's Report Card. Okay? So here we go. I got to put a light up to it, friends, because the print is kind of small for a quarter page ad. But it is what it is, and it did the job. Not too long ago, I took the time to get acquainted with the local law enforcement as to what's been happening locally within the county. This I did. In doing so, soon the conversation led into the churches within the county who are in fact commanded by God to be the moral compass of society. Then I put Matthew 5:13. I'd asked this law enforcement individual what his take was concerning the fruit of the churches, Matthew 7:16-20, and in response he said that they were great. He loved them, he told me. I then asked him what was being taught into the public schools locally. And to this question, he just looked at me, so I proceeded to answer my own question. I said, they are indoctrinating the children with abortion agenda, which is illegal in this country. Absolutely in any country, folks. Period. Thou shalt not murder means thou shalt not murder. Read Proverbs 6:17 concerning the blood of the innocent. They're also teaching evolution, which is illegal in this country, for those that did not know. They're also teaching sodomy in health classes today, friends. This is a felony in all of our states throughout the United States of America. Read Leviticus 18:22. They're called crimes against nature. And the history books, I told them, are being changed every 3 to 5 years. I said the young people are literally being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I said this is how good of a job the churches are doing because culture is the church's report card. Prince, he looked at me without anything he could say. He was daft. As a matter of fact, the young people are seeking and asking the question as to where the love is that the church overseers talk so much about. And then I brought up George Barner from the Barner Research Group, found that after surveying the said pastors from across the country as to why they were not preaching against the sins of the nation, that we are finding, said George Barna, that when you ask them, the pastors, about all the key issues of the day, 90% of them are telling us, yes, the Bible speaks to every one of these issues. Then we ask them, said Barna, well, are you teaching your people what the Bible says about those issues? And the numbers drop to less than 10% of the said pastors who say that they will speak to it. Did you hear what I said? They're not born of the Spirit of God, friends. They're speaking of carnal issues with a carnal heart, and they claim to be spiritual. Is this not like Nicodemus in chapter 3 of John? Yes, it is. Jesus said of Nicodemus, you're a teacher of Israel, and you don't know these things? So the Bible, 90% of the pastors in America agree, according to this George Barna research that they did, the survey they took with the pastors, who, by the way, have no business leading any church. They're named one time in the New Testament, Ephesians 4:11. It's first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. That's why everything is so foreign to you, America, because everything is upside down. It's backwards in this country. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. So 90% of the pastors agree the Bible speaks to the issue, but when asked if they're willing to tell their congregants about the issues, it drops to less than 10% of the pastors who say that they'll speak to it. This is what I put in the paper. When the researchers asked those pastors what else they are willing to do to get their people active in their political process, Barna said it is almost nothing. No wonder why nobody goes there. We drove by a church today. It was the scuba class. And it was talking about having fun in God's creation. And it was just like, what they are is they're marketing scams going on in churches now. There's another church not too far from here, friends. It's not the Church of Jesus Christ. It's man-made. It's man-ordained. In other words, they're hirelings. They're doing what they do for the money, right? What are they doing? They're entertaining. They're having musicals and they're having shows. I just seen a video just yesterday of another guy taking a tithe offering. The auditorium was completely filled. I bet there's 15, 20,000 people there. He gets up on the stage and the stage goes over the crowd and then it leans over, something like you would probably see in a rock concert somewhere back in the 2000s. Why are they having to revert to all of this entertainment? Change derived from entertain needs to stop from entering in. Why do they need to entertain? Because they don't have the anointing. They're being influenced by the world, friends, by the spirit of the world, to influence Christians within the walls of the American church. Does that make sense? Absolutely not. It's upside down. And quite frankly, friends, it's embarrassing. He went on and he said, why the disconnect? According to Barna, the answer is simple. He suggests asking pastors how someone would know if their church was successful, which he did. He said there are five factors that the vast majority of pastors turn to when asked the question. He explained he found that the number one reason was that they cared more about attendance, and the number two reason was their offerings. Okay? Don't get it mixed up with those that are preaching gain is godliness. I know there's a lot of ignorant people out there that think that when you're in real ministry, it's just you're just sitting around reading the Bible all day. No, I'll tell you what, that's work within itself, because you have to study it diligently day and night like King David did. But ministry spells work when you're really doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. And yes, we are looking for those that sold the good seed to a ministry that is out there doing what we're doing, not talking about it, and we never have been. So make distinction, okay? Now, all those things are good measures except one fact. Jesus didn't die for any of them, said Barna. He said, what I'm suggesting is that those pastors probably won't get involved with politics because it's very controversial. He went on and made the mistake, Barna did, in saying controversy keeps people from coming to the seats. Controversy keeps people from giving money, from attending programs. Well, that's not what it's about. Matter of fact, folks, that's the problem that we're having in the Church of America today. Controversy doesn't keep people out of the seats. It fills the seats. Why is this their talk? Because they're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'll say, okay, so culture is the church's report card. I want to bring this to a end here, a consummation, and give you a few thoughts concerning the article that I wrote to the county here, and we're going to get to the main topic here in just a second. But it's interesting when Spurgeon, now just go back 100, 200 years ago, just to see the difference and what men of God acted like, what they said, what they did, so on and so forth. He said, a church that does not exist to reclaim heathenism, to fight evil, to destroy error, to put down falsehood, a church that does not, exist to take the side of the poor, to denounce injustice and to uphold righteousness, is a church that has no right to be. Not for yourself, O church, do you exist any more than Christ existed for himself. As a matter of fact, Christ said that he was there to serve, not to be served. And he's exactly right. So I put in conclusion, I ask you, what is your church doing to combat the evils of today? Pastors, you're going to have to take a stand and preach the uncompromising truth from the Word of God. Though controversial it may be, that stays sin and upholds righteousness. If not, then you need to repent. You are not called to people please or to compromise. You are called to be a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. That's what I posted. And only one response came back. They all read it. They're cowards, is what they are. They all read it. One response came back from a very ungodly, demonic what they call a denomination. And, of course, he took love way out of context as if to suggest that love is not the fulfilling of the law. No, he's an antinomianist, which means he has no regard for God's moral law. And, well, just like the rest of them that do nothing to stand up against these sorts of people, that little leaven that we're supposed to lump, right? And we're supposed to purge that lump until the whole lump is holy. And one devil decided to go ahead and write it, put it in the paper, and he responded to my letter, and it was perfect. I couldn't have paid the guy to give a better response. Some will say, well, look what he said about you, Bradley. I get it. It comes with the territory. What, are we exempt from this? I mean, Jesus, after his resurrection, shows his apostles the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet. And he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And he said, blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness. He said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. You're going to be scoffed. You're going to be mocked. I didn't say wide and easy. I said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. So when that kind of stuff comes back to me, I understand now what to say to myself. Praise God, the Lord is glorified. If I'm willing to get out of the way and let him be glorified, he is going to be glorified. He will one way or another. Hey, friends, I think there's something that people don't understand is Jesus Christ is Lord of all. I know some people just think, well, he's your Lord if you submit to him. No, he's the Lord of the evil, too. They just don't realize that everything that happens, all men are in his hand for his purposes and for his glory. Now, I want to show you something again. Remember a couple weeks ago, I highlighted the fact that a parachurch head leaves Church of England because it no longer affirms biblical orthodoxy, holding to Scripture? That's where this is going. And it's going this way because for decades the people have allowed a certain group of people, the Benny Hinns, the Joyce Meyers, the Paula Whites, the list goes on, the Kenneth Copelands, the Creflo Dollars, the Jesse Duplantises, they were put up and they were put up as a judgment to the people. You might also want to take the time to see their connection with the Catholic Church. Benny Hinn's another one of those. Okay, there seems to be this reoccurring thing to the Catholic Church and the Pope. But that's something for you to think about. I mean, this Pope today's got about as much credibility as the devil himself. Even Catholics today are actually going out and setting up websites condemning everything that he's advocating for. Now he's out there, by the way, advocating for climate change, which it's all man-made as well as you know. Okay? It's all man-made. So in speaking to the churches, it's also interesting in Minnesota, they're beginning to go ahead and test their steel. The men that are dressed as women and the women that are dressed as men, they're attacking the church now, and so are the Muslims. Okay? It's interesting how quiet they are right now, but the Muslims use the homosexuals, and they ride their tails literally and follow in systematically as to how they're being used as political battering rams. But what's happening, folks? The people are standing up. This is what needs to happen. Folks, this government is attempting to criminalize you. You've known this for a long time. Incrementally, step by step, this is happening. What I'm showing you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, it's the best thing in the world because this is what the Lord is pushing the people to do. If you love me, then keep my commandments. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. What did Jesus do? Abrogate the law or uphold the law and magnify the law? Isaiah 42, 21, Matthew 5, 17, Romans 3, 31. The list goes on. Go to Romans 13 as well. The Lord is pushing these issues to get a response out of those that are really his. I mean, look at Judges chapter 2, the end of the chapter. Isn't it interesting? The Lord allowed a certain group of people, the bad guys, to be around his children, the children of Israel during that particular time, the Israel of God. And isn't it interesting that the Lord said to him, I'm allowing this to happen. And I'm allowing this to happen because I'm proving you. I'm proving that you're really mine. And this will show you concerning the next test that comes your way. I want to highlight one more thing, and then we're going to get over to this main topic. I seen this video that I'm going to show you next. This guy calls him Tullian. His name is Tullian. and he's got some messed up last name. He's renamed himself, it seems. Tokavidian or something like that. Why did he change his name? I can tell you why he changed his name. I was friends with D. James Kennedy, and this clown right here came in and caused a whole mess of problems at that church. Guess who he is? He's got a silver spoon in his mouth. He's not born again of the Spirit, and I'm about ready to show you that right now. Guess who he is? He's the grandson of, guess who? Billy Graham. And who is Billy Graham? They called him the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher. I mean, the man was a friend of the world. And friendship of the world is what? Adultery to God. And this fallout right here, I know from firsthand experience. I preached at D. James Kennedy's church. I'm friends with his daughter to this day. I'm friends with others. I preached there several times. I did the high school assemblies, and they all brought up this guy's name, but this isn't the name that they told me. His real name is William Graham. Okay? The other day, I seen this video, and this is why you trust your discernment, the anointing that abides in you and teaches you all things and guides you into all truth. This is why it's important to have the Holy Ghost. When I seen him, I said to myself, this guy, first of all, is not born again of the Spirit of God. Okay, he can act all big and bad that he wants to, but by just looking at him, you can see that he's got a very high opinion of himself. Have you ever noticed, on a personal level, have you ever noticed that people that have a high opinion of themselves, they don't have a reason to have a high opinion of themselves? I mean, it reminds me of Lauren Boebert from Colorado. It's like you look at her and she walks around thinking she's that, all that in a bag of chips. That used to be my forte, by the way, in the rock and roll world in a big way, is to put these people in their place, okay? And back then, I'll tell you what, she'd be walking around with a different attitude had I run into her during that particular time. Am I saying that I'm all that in a bag of chips? No, I can just discern what I'm dealing with. And when it comes to Lauren Boebert, she grew up with her daddy telling her what wasn't true her whole life, and now she carries it to the rest of the world, and she lives out that deception that her daddy conveyed over to her, that she was all that in a bag of chips. She looks absolutely ridiculous. I'm embarrassed for you, Lauren. Seriously, I am. And you need to repent. You're filthy to the core. You're unregenerate. You claim to be what you're not. And you go out there and you get busted. Why? Because the Lord said that he would not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And you happen to be one of those. And you're out in the world and you should care how you're representing Jesus Christ. But you don't. You make videos making light of all the issues that we're dealing with in this country, and I'm sick and tired of people like you. Again, you need to repent. This guy's just like it, but he's in the church. This is Billy Graham's son. I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. It's only like 30 seconds long, but I want you to listen carefully as to what he says here. Okay? I suppose it'd probably help if I had the sound on. Do forgive me. forgive me. We'll do that again, okay? We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to let you hear this. This is Billy Graham's grandson. Look at his person. Look what he says. Listen to what he says.
Score with you anymore. You think about your sin a hell of a lot more than God thinks about your sin.
Can
trust me. In fact,
you,
the Bible makes it very clear that he...
Can you believe that he just said that from the pulpit? Well, Bradley, what's the big deal? Isaiah 52:11. The Lord only sends those that have been sanctified unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now going over to 1 Peter. Does this not offend you? Folks, really? Did you honestly just say that? He really just said it.
Keeping score with you anymore. You think about your sin a hell of a lot more than God thinks about your sin. Trust me.
Look at this clown.
The Bible makes it very clear that he remembers our sins no more. As far as the east is from the west, he casts our transgressions from us. So the sins we can't forget, God doesn't even remember. God's not keeping score with you anymore. You think about your sin a hell of a lot more than God thinks about
you. I cannot even believe. Some will say that's no big deal. If it's no big deal, I can tell you exactly what you do in value to the cross of Jesus Christ, that he would talk like that. Out of the abundance of his filthy heart, his mouth spoke. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Response from you. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I am right now being friends of mine. this has everything to do with you. Friends of mine are sending over posts on my social media platforms telling me because my name's on it, Facebook is pulling it down. Okay? This is what's going on right now as we speak. Someone just sent another one. Look at this. Christians are the most persecuted religion worldwide. They pulled that off of somebody else's website. And what they did is to see if it was being aimed at me, what they did is they ended up pulling my name off the post, and their post remained. This is illegal activity, friends. This is called targeting. The powers that are tolerated have been... There is nobody in this country that is more targeted than me and Tim Brown Show. Matter of fact, Tim Brown Show this morning, he had problems. We're going back and forth with the new platform right now, asking him the question, why is it that when I'm talking about this, we have issues with it? Hey, friends, you better understand what's going on. This is aimed at you, okay? This is aimed at you. They are zeroing in on anybody that teaches you or tells you the truth. And I'm, by the grace of God, am not moving. I don't care who they are. So let's do this. When you read Deuteronomy 19, listen carefully. I remember Martin Luther King Jr. said this. And you know what? I'm sorry for even saying that. Because I have a tremendous amount of respect for the righteousness of Christ that was inside of that man. I didn't say anything about his flaws. King David had his flaws too. He had his Bathsheba. Okay? We all have our flaws. I'm talking about the Christ in the man I honor in a big way. I remember one time he said, and I didn't mean to say his name, and if I could reverse it, I would take it back. But I spent some time with the mayor of Atlanta, Andrew Young. And as a matter of fact, I got his book over here, and I got him on film. I'm going to download that film pretty soon. And it was my time with him. I was only supposed to have an hour with him, but he didn't want us to leave. I think we stayed for up to 3 hours. And one of the greatest compliments I ever received in my whole entire life was when he said, Martin Luther King Jr. would have loved you, Bradley. The reason I'm bringing this up is Martin had said at one point, he said, if it's an eye for an eye, the whole world will be blind. And he got that from Gandhi, and it kind of bothered me a bit. But I'm here to tell you, no, that's not true at all. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. If you don't want to have to deal with the consequences, then don't commit the crime. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a blow for a blow, a wound for a wound. What is it teaching you? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It also teaches you to value life and to respect life. And it also shows you the value of life. I mean, just think about Jesus when he said in Matthew 5, even if you look at a woman or a man to lust after them, you've already committed adultery. He said, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and to cast it away from you than to end up in hell with one eye. Than to go to heaven with one eye rather than go to hell with both. He's showing us the value of our souls, friends. And he's showing us the value of our life. What he said was completely untrue. When you read Deuteronomy 19:19, what does it say? Well, if you look at the King James Version, and that's where I'm going right now, it says, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put evil from among you. I have one question here, and I'm going to play this, and I want you to see this. It is so extremely offensive to me. I can feel this. Tim sent it over to me, and he said, Bradley, there was no one to help her. I'll give you my thoughts right after I play this for you. This is in New York.
What?
Look at this. The man grabs the woman by the neck, a 45-year-old woman by the neck. You can tell that he is a foreigner. By the way, he's got his mask on. He's probably a Muslim. That's not speculating. He grabs her by the neck with a belt, like a noose. And it looks like, it almost looks like her neck is broke right here. And then what he does, he proceeds to rape her in between two cars.
Look, making sure she's not sorry,
huh? Hey, guys.
Get passed out.
I got a question for all of you. This is in New York. This is on Eric Adams, and this is on Hochul. This is on the governor, and this is on the mayor concerning the crimes of this foreigner that had the audacity to go ahead and to take a belt, walk up behind her and throw the belt around her neck like a noose, drag her. It looked like her neck was broke. Tim's checking on the back end to see if she's okay. We don't know that she is. He drags her in between two cars and he rapes her. In New York, of all cities, in New York, I got one question. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that somebody filmed this crime being committed and did nothing? It's like they've entertained themselves. I wonder if it would have been as entertaining if this would have been this person's mother, regardless if it's a male or a female. How can somebody sit there and watch this crime be committed and not stand in the gap to help her, especially in a helpless state? This foreign criminal behind her was so emboldened to go ahead and then rape her. Hey, folks, I can tell you right now, there's nothing American about this guy. And if it was, he would have acted different. He wouldn't have had that burqa across his face. But isn't this interesting? This is what the people in New York are allowing to happen. They're sitting back and they're filming crimes being committed against innocent women. I'll tell you again, one more time. And I can tell you on the behalf of Tim, too. It wouldn't have went any further than us seeing this happen. And I don't, listen to me, I don't care what these criminal politicians would have to say in standing up on the behalf of an innocent woman that's being choked to death and then raped. I don't care what they have to say. And that seems to be the sentiment amongst the people of this country. That's why you're seeing vigilante, not crimes, but vigilante justice throughout the United States of America. Hey, folks, this is the creation of war. This is the advocation of war. And what's interesting is this individual has not yet been found. I'll tell you what, if that was a crime being committed against a politician, they would have knew exactly who he was within an hour. Pay attention, Americans. No one was there to help him. Now, what would you think if that was somebody in your family? Would you want someone to help him? Yeah? Well, if that's the case, then help them because you are your brother's keeper. Cool. I'm going to take Chris from Virginia. Chris, you got about 2 minutes. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, you were asking about a reaction to that earlier thing you were talking about, but as far as this goes, yeah, it's where people look at something and they go, oh, well, that's a shame, but I got to get on with my life. That's exactly what's going on everywhere in every aspect of American life today.
Chris, can I ask you something? Where are you at in Virginia, by the way?
Richmond.
Oh, cool. I was just there a week and a half ago, my friend.
Really?
That said, yep, I was just in that area. I went up to Jamestown, Yorktown. I was over in Williamsburg. Then we went up to Philadelphia, and then we flew back home, and then we got our next trip up and coming, too. But we're going to be doing television on the East Coast. We're going to be out there again this fall, and we're going to be doing that. So maybe we could hook up. That would be pretty awesome to have a cup of coffee or something. But I have one question for you, and I got 1 minute left. Chris, what would you have done if you would have seen this happen? I'm just curious. Go ahead and tell the people what you would have done.
I would have tried to beat the crap out of that dude.
At least?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. If that would have been your girlfriend, your sister, your mother, your aunt, your grandma, what would you have done?
Same thing. It doesn't matter who it was.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that how we're supposed to be operating here, my friend?
That's our civic duty.
Amen. Amen. There is laws in place. That's exactly right. Good Samaritan laws.
They're not
laws.
Doing their job. Doing their job. So we have to do it for them. And I tell you, I was in New York 4 years ago, and I'm glad I went in because I'm not going back anymore.
Amen. Amen. Chris, it's the end of the show, guy. Stay in touch, guy. Okay? I love hearing from you. I know we've heard from you before. Totally appreciate your phone calls. By the way, again, got the brand new book going out, friends. It's called All the Prophets Were Pointing, premised on the Word of God and Testimony. Easy reading, not difficult. First the heart, then the head, then the armor. Okay? Then the armor. Your orders will go out tomorrow. Within 3 to 5 days, the USPS says they will be at your front door. There's much. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to the membership, become a son or daughter of liberty. Folks, we totally love you with our hearts, our actions, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Tim told me I said yesterday, a day in 23. My bad. I'll talk to you in 23 hours. That means tomorrow, okay? See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.